Farm to Table Talk podcast, where we talk about news, developments, and curiosities from the farm to table and back. I'm your host, Roger Wasson. Many would say that the best way to get food from the farm to the table is to follow agroecology. But what is agroecology? Well, today I'm getting a chance to speak to the person that literally wrote the book on agroecology, Dr. Steve Gleisman. And so to start off with, I asked Steve, what is agroecology?
Well, agroecology really has become a global movement. Yeah, and when we first started working with agroecology some 35, 40 years ago, it was always a way of using the science of ecology, the way nature works, to look at agriculture from an ecological perspective, thinking of a food system as a farming system, as an ecosystem, a complex set of interactions and relationships, and that all, when they work together well, really take care of themselves. So the whole focus of agroecology is to use that ecological science to design and manage sustainable food systems, all the way from the soil and the seed to the table. And we realize that agroecology works with the whole food system, which means it's not just the farm, it's everything else in the food system as well, especially the people. And so we have a whole side of agroecology that's science, the science of using ecology to design and manage the system. We also know it's a practice, you know, where farmers, people put into practice the knowledge that research develops. And some of that knowledge also comes from traditional farmers who've been farming for centuries and generations and passing their experience on from one generation to the next, you know, through observation, through experience, learning what works and what doesn't work, working with nature, not against it. And then finally, it's become a movement. Agroecology is a movement. It's a way of thinking about the relationship with the land, with our food, and with each other, where the concept of sustainability in all parts of the food system are taken into account. The ecological part, the economic part, and the social part. And at a global level, agroecology has become a very, very important way for the small to medium-sized farmers of the world to find their voice, to find food security, to be able to make a choice about what they plant, what they grow, what the price they get for it, so that farming is a sustainable livelihood that not only produces food but takes care of the environment, that takes care of people, takes care of communities, and we. That's where the movement pieces become so important at an international level, where we're now seeing even the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, promoting agroecology as a very important way of achieving sustainability of our food systems.
Well, and I want to build on that, because right now we're talking in Santa Cruz, California, and you are going to meetings. I think you have one coming up in Rome. I mean, what do you do as an international committee to try to promote this? It's almost a philosophy, and then into the business transitions and so forth.
Well, what the group I've been working with here for the last year or so is called the International Panel of Experts in Sustainable Food Systems, IPES Food. And a big piece of what we do is we try to look at, I guess, what you might call the social relationships of food systems. Social relationships that are ecological, economic, and social, and try to understand how our modern food systems have created a whole set of issues and problems, from degradation of soil to marginalization of small farmers, and try and find ways to develop alternative policies that support and promote a kind of agriculture that cares for people and cares for the land. It's not just focus on producing more. Because when we take that focus that's only production-oriented, we forget about the people. Mm-hmm. People become, just a cost that needs to be reduced or eliminated. Mm-hmm. And we go to the extreme of depending upon inputs, too often based on fossil fuels that are non-renewable, mm-hmm. on extraction of groundwaters that is non-renewable, of not caring for the soil, building a healthy soil. And so agroecology allows us to bring all of these components back into our food systems and promote healthy, secure, nutritious food systems that promote both livelihoods for people, especially at the farm level, but provide a whole set of environmental services that go beyond producing food, that protect soil, that protect water, that protect biodiversity, that sequester carbon from the atmosphere, a whole set of values. And you mentioned values early on. Mm-hmm. Yes, agroecology is very value-based. Mm-hmm. Values grounded in sustainability that take into account the health of communities, the health of the soil, the health of the food, all of the parts that guarantee that food systems will both provide food and environmental services that help our planet.
I mean, it's an ambitious goal and picture that you're describing, and one thing that occurs to me is that it's easy to see maybe how you take these principles and apply them to smaller local communities and smaller farms. Is it mutually exclusive? Is there room for large scale farms? What if somebody's got 5,000 acre farm? I mean, are they able to be a kind of a part of the movement as well?
Agroecology really can be applied to any scale. But what it might do is demonstrate that there are limits to the scale when we take into account sustainability, that we may need to find some innovative way that larger systems can be diversified, mm-hmm. bring diversity back in. And part of that diversity might mean crop rotations, it might mean agroforestry, but it also might mean different kinds of social relationships between the workers and the farmer, mm-hmm. where it's not just focused on profit. Is focused on public good. And how that plays into redesigning some of these farming systems so that large scale can also provide small scale benefits. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the piece that will evolve as agroecology sort of spreads out amongst the small farm sectors and begins moving up to the larger scale sectors.
Oh, that's perfect. Steve, I think we're all fortunate that you're out there fighting this battle and leading the cause on agroecology, and thanks for taking a few minutes to talk about it.
Oh, thank you, Roger.